The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's do it, shall we? Let's get into the ink tank. So to win the Spring Summer Collection merchandise, which is a strip of temporary tattoos of the show logo for you to place upon your beautiful body, what you need to do is listen to a clip from yesterday's show and tell me what's missing, because the tattooist needle gun is all over a key part. And the clip you're about to hear is from the cool badge is it weird that I segment, when we were asking, is it weird that I, and that's when a 58-year-old gentleman by the name of Steve got in touch and told us this. Dave, is it weird that I have to put a tiny hole through the bottom of the shell of a boiled egg? Otherwise, we'll use the shell. It is weird, Steve. Yeah, it is. And very cool badger. You can see why I made the mistake. Yeah. But why does Steve poke a hole in the bottom of his boiled eggshells? Is it A, because witches use them as boats? Or B, Furbies use them as funicular railways? A or B, your names and your answers. Because witches use them as boats, or because Furbies use them as funicular railways?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And joining us right now on line one is Jane. Good morning, Jane.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi, Jane.
Hello. Jane, welcome to the show. Jane's from Nottingham. A Nottingham Forest supporter, Dyson.
Oh, lovely to hear. Yeah, very exciting times.
Absolutely.
And Jane, you love a bit of the main station, you love a little bit of 80s. If you were to win these tattoos, my question, before we even get down into it, is where are you going to put me on your body?
On my arm, I think.
Okay. Oh. Just standards on the
end. Yeah, we've not had one of them yet.
We've had them on children, we've had them on partners when they're asleep, we've had them on the lower back, we've had them on the builder's crack, we've had them everywhere that rhymes, Jane, but never just on the arm, just upper arm.
Be seen.
Forearm, upper arm, all three at the same time, or are you going to stretch them out over the year?
All the way down, I think.
Okay. Oh, wow. Have you got a special event coming up that you're going to be wearing them to?
Yeah, I'm going to a punk festival in a couple of weeks, so I think I'll wear them for that.
A punk festival in a couple of weeks. So who's on the lineup at the punk festival? Who's going to see your arm in the spotlight with our show logo gleaming back at them? What kind of acts are there?
Toya Wilcox on Friday. On Saturday. It's absolutely loads.
I can't tell if you're breaking up, your signal's going, Jane, or whether
sinks all over that,
or whether Ofcom can live beep you when you give out punk fan names on air, which is just amazing, isn't it? Okay, Jane, what we're going to do is we're going to play a little clip. You've just heard it. It's from Is It Weird That I, when a 58-year-old by the name of Steve got in touch, and he told us this. Dave, is it weird that I have to put a tiny hole through the bottom of the shell of a boiled egg? Otherwise, we'll use the shell. It is weird, Steve. Yeah, it is. Because witches use them as boats, or because Furbies use them as funicular railways? Which one is it, Jane?
Because witches use them as boats.
Yeah, have you ever heard of that before?
No, never.
No, it's good, it was a new one on us as well, yeah. Jane, thanks for tuning in early doors on the main station in 80s. You have successfully conquered the ink tank. Enjoy the gig, and thanks for wearing our logo with pride. Speak to you soon, Jane.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. Nice one.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Grab a hot beverage. Put it to your lips. Take a sip. I'll let Matt Dyson bring you the social ammunition. Matt, what's going on out there?
A few interesting facts for you this morning. Some sort of mind-blowing facts.
I think we'll be the judge of
today
that.
Today, years old material, is, right? So the first one is from a guy called the Etymology Nerd, okay?
Oh,
so
I love
stick
this
with
dude.
This. This comes from Old Swiss. It's from one of his etymology feeds that he follows. And this guy has done a great little video. He speaks so fast that we've had to slow him down slightly, but it makes sense what he's saying. Basically, the context of the story is that the way we put our people's names into our contacts on our phone, so when we add new names, like I'll put like Peter the gardener or something, or Josh, Joey's dad.
Dennis the builder,
yeah. That's how surnames came about in this country before we had surnames.
Okay.
I'll let him explain it all for you.
Before the 12th century, everybody just had first names, but then England's population expanded and they had to do more record keeping, so they started using four types of surnames to identify individuals. First is the occupational surname. So if you have contact cards like AJ Plumber or Leo Finance, that's the same as someone having the last name Smith for blacksmith. Then there are the toponymic surnames, where we associate someone with the place they're from or a place you met them. If I had the contact cards Joanna Math Class or Raina Minnesota, that's the same as someone being named Bush because their ancestors came from a bushy area. We're just reinventing this very old process in a completely new way.
That's right, we slowed that down.
Imagine
well, a real drunk podcast material there.
He sounded ridiculous.
Yeah, that's so slow, isn't it? Amazing stuff. But that's quite an interesting fact.
It's a very interesting fact.
So if you're like a baker or a butcher or anything like that.
Yeah,
I know a Raymond customer service assistant. I think that's where that comes from.
Yeah, exactly. Then the other it's a musical fact. I don't know if it's mind-blowing, but it's interesting, right?
That's it. Set it up big.
I don't want to oversell it.
I know, it's all going on in the new Rayo app, but don't skip around now, guys.
Look, let's just say it's water cooler chat, okay? So you're at work, you're like, hey, did you hear the etymology nerd on Absolute Radio earlier? Yeah, they slowed him down so we could understand what he was saying. But this is a fact from Josh Weller, the musician and comedian.
Yeah.
We've had him on the Social Hour before.
Solid ground with Josh,
last time he revealed the BBC News music was written by the same guy who wrote that Will You Go to Bed With Me song. Remember that one from years ago?
Yeah, that's
amazing. Now he's got a fact about a Led Zeppelin hit.
Okay.
Here is Josh to explain.
I found out that the guy who wrote this also wrote this.
Jake Holmes was his name. He wrote Dazed and Confused and the Gillette advert.
Goodness me. The amazing Tom Grennan cover of the Gillette advert.
Oh, yes.
It was going to be my cool badge a few weeks ago. We didn't get around to doing mine in the end. I think Anna was handing in another one. But yeah, I saw it on the adverts during Sky Sports or something.
They've added new lines to the song. Yeah,
exactly. And I rewound it and listened to it again.
Really? Yeah. It is a great song. Well done, Jake Holmes.
Yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. So what we've decided to do in this time slot for the next few weeks on the show is dedicated to giving you an opportunity to earn a shout-out for yourself, for your friends, for your family, for your workplace, whoever it may be. We're going to play a series of increasingly stupid games as well. But they're all based around that knowledge that we know you have of music because you choose to listen to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And this morning's game is the Slow-Mo Solo, which is back on The Breakfast Show. It's been a while. It's one of my personal favourites. So I've taken a big song that's coming up just before 8, and in the case of this morning's song, it's coming up on Absolute Radio 60s. Of course, you can join in via the brand new Rayo app or on your DAB radio or via your smart speaker. I have slowed this right down. I mean, it's almost painful to listen to. I'm going to play it. If you can identify the band or artist and the song, then you can have a shout out. Now, the number is 8-12-15. So include your name, where you are, whatever you want in your shout out, and tell me who this is. So Glenn got it by celebration with just the final 3 seconds of the
clip.
Yeah, I
had the artist pretty much instantly. Yeah.
Very distinct from the
face. You got the artist. You got the artist and the song. We need the song as well.
Try and place the song.
We need the artist and the song. So 8, 12, 15. I'm going to play it one more time for you. Here we go. Glenn. etymology guy, isn't it? From the social ammo.
Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is slow-mo solo time. Taking a song. In fact, this song is going to be playing next on Absolute Radio 60s. Get involved via your DAB radio, your smart speaker, or, of course, the brand new Rayo app. And this is how it sounded. Let's have a little listen again, shall we? Many of you did so well. Some of you got the right band, but not the right song. Matt, do the honours.
Yeah, well, I was fairly sure it was Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by the Beatles.
Is correct.
Yes. Yes.
Well done.
God, the song seems so quick now.
It's never felt quicker.
This is the dance remix. So, congratulations to Joe from Richmond, Geth the Trucker, Jeff in Devon on the way to work, Shelley Bennett from Bolton, who wants a big shout-out, please, to all my family, friends, and a huge shout to Abbey Village Primary School in Chorley. Big shout-out, Abbey Village Primary School, Chorley!
That's a big shout.
Sorry, I don't do shout-outs very often. Shout-out to the Graves family, who are heading to Alton Towers. Have fun, guys. Susie in Birmingham, who would love a shout-out, as she's getting married to her partner, Tom, on Saturday, and he will hear this. Well done, Tom.
Well done, Susie. Well done. Well done.
Are you sure you want to do it, guys? What a sound you made then, Anna Geary! What a sound!
No comment.
If you're sure... No, honestly, it's fine. If you want to do it, Susie, that's fine. No, I've heard Tom's fine. No, that was the old Tom.
There's still time.
Yeah. No, don't worry about what you've heard about Tom from the old... He's fine. He's totally turned it round, Susie. Anyway... Good luck on Saturday. Thanks for tuning into the show. Big shout out to Natalie on her way to work, Debbie and all the Ernest Doe crew in Norfolk. Ernest Doe!
Very serious bakers, aren't they? Yeah.
And Anthony in North London, who wants a shout out to all the teachers crawling to the end of term tomorrow.
Oh, those extra few days.
In the words of Les Mis, one day more!
Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Since I returned from my week away, I've been spending an awful lot of this show talking indoors, talking outdoors, talking lawn green, talking crown green. I've been talking a lot of bowls since I came back. And with your help, this has really gained momentum. I mean, I've got a mentor in the shape of Jasmine at the Downsman Bowls Club in Crawley. We're having a place that we're going to go to real soon. And finally, I'm going to get to give it a go. I'm going to be able to get low before releasing my wood. Yeah. And that's all thanks to Angela at the Bounds Green Bowls Club. So, last week, on this journey together, we had a go at this in the office.
Yeah,
admittedly, using some plastic French boule, so it wasn't the actual
very
stuff.
Very early stages.
Yeah, it was just something we had left over from 10 weeks of tickets from a silly game we played. But we went out in the office and we recorded it on our phones and we put it out there for you guys to hear it. And... I listened back to it on the podcast and I just thought, this sounds rubbish.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought, do you know what? This sounds really rather rubbish.
On the radio,
Matt and I,
yeah.
Because we're friends, aren't we?
Right. Okay.
It just lacked that.
Some needle. You want some needle, do you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I thought, who gives us the needle? Why don't we team up and have bowls against two other individuals from the Absolute Radio family? And of course, only two names came to mind, the hardest working people in all of radio, and they are on the line right now. It is Bush and Richie. Good morning, boys.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome along to the show. So I've kind of reached out to you personally, and just to confirm for everybody listening, and I'll start with you, Bush, are you up for this? Are you up for breakfast versus home time, the bowls challenge?
100%. 100%. I think we're going to take this very, very seriously. We're both very, very competitive. We were going to say that every great spectacle needs good and bad, light and dark. You guys are the respectable faces of the fresher, more accessible bowls as we head into 2024. But I reckon Richie and I should model ourselves on Cobra Kai, the black outfitted bad dojo from the Karate Kid movies. What about that?
Yeah. Oh, I see. So I'm. We're Danny. We're Karate Kid, right, and yeah. You're yeah. Danny. Yeah. Okay. I see where you're going with this. I like it. So it is good versus evil. Richie, welcome to the show.
Hello, Dave.
I know you're currently on the final school run of the term, aren't you?
Yeah, thank the Lord, yeah.
Congratulations well to done. Richie and all the other parents.
These last couple of days were completely unnecessary.
Yeah,
really.
Completely. Don't drag it out till Tuesday, yeah. Wednesday. Come yeah. on, people. So, Richie, do you have any bowls experience?
Yes, I do, as it happens. When I was at senior school in Eastbourne, a hotbed of bowls. we had a particularly fearsome deputy headmaster called Mr. Tankard, I have always had aspirations of leadership and wanting to curry favour. And when I found out that Mr. Tankard was running an after-school club that was short mat bowls, because that was his hobby, I thought, this is the way to ingratiate myself with the fearsome deputy head. So I turned up and did an after-school club of short mat bowls. So it's fair to say I have learnt how to handle my wood from a very young age.
That is so easy. Spawn, that
it's so Eastbourne. It's got it all, hasn't it? It's got Mr. Tankard. It's got everything going on. Only I could pick a fight with the only other person in the world of radio that's done short mat bowls.
Yeah,
GCSE level. That's so unfair. I don't really need to ask you both this, having known you for so many years, but Bush, is it fair to say you're going to be taking this challenge seriously?
Well, yeah, like we say, I think we're going to go down the Cobra Kai angle. We're going to get ourselves some black outfits. We're going to go for black wristbands, sweatbands. I'm going to scream at Richie to sweep Dyson's leg in the final if it gets down for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to take this properly seriously. Oh. You've got a game on your hands, fellas.
So we're like Miyagi-Do. Like, we're painting the fence slowly and quietly and getting zen, whereas you're going to be like punching trees in the woods. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, what I want you to do is to train Dyson to catch flies with chopsticks from now until we take
I've
it.
I've been trying for 15 years, Bush. Can he do it? Good, no.
Hey, we do need a rematch, though, because we haven't gone up against each other since back in 2018, which I can't believe how long ago it was, that Sinclair C5 race in Margate. On that day, I think Butch and Ricky came first. There was some aggressive pedalling from Richie that I seem to recall. Very dangerous on the promenade.
Yeah. Verstappen. He was the Verstappen-esque.
Well, in fact, the home time boys came first and second place, came third and fourth. All to play for. This is revenge bowls for us, isn't it? Yeah. I think you've already answered the question about your sartorial elegance. You are going to be going for the full Cobra Kai black outfits with the wristbands. Is that what you're going to be wearing?
Well, I've just been on a sports equipment shop and I've just put in an order for some of them ninja shoes where you get your toe in one bit and then you rest your toes in the other one.
I'll contact Bounds Green Bowls Club and see if that's allowed under the official uniform. Boys, we'll let you go back to it. Richie, love to the family. Bush, the same to you. The boys are back at 4 p.m, of course, with the always brilliant Home Time show. Give it up for Bush and Richie, soon going head to head with us.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. I hope the no repeat guarantee is treating you well. Of course, it means you are not going to be hearing the same song twice between this moment in time and space, right through till 5 p.m. And right now it is time for the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
Matt, what you got for us?
Well, Jemima Packington is on the socials again.
She's been remind me. Again.
She is the asparagus lady who predicts the future.
Yes.
Remember her? They call her the asparamancer.
Yes.
Mystic veg. There's various nicknames for her. She predicted that England would win the Euros. She was incorrect.
How did that turn out? I didn't watch it because Channel 4 was showing Titanic. I just watched that instead, so I've never seen it.
We got close, so maybe she just felt it in the asparagus that we would get close.
Yeah.
Because she just drops the asparagus to the floor and then reads them, like a tea, you would read tea leaves.
I thought that her wee just smelled a little bit funny, so she thought maybe England would win. She couldn't fully commit.
That would be a better way to do it, to be honest. Anyway, so people have now got her to predict the outcome of the US election, and she has thrown her asparagus to the floor, and she says the election will be won by a lady, which, so obviously you're thinking Kamala Harris, obviously, and then... But no, she says it's not going to be Harris. It's going to be Michelle Obama, which is a bit of a left field prediction, as she's not even involved in the race. So, I mean, I'm not sure we can take everything Jemima Packington says seriously, but that's her prediction. So remember when you heard it here first.
If Michelle Obama doesn't become the president of the United States of America, do you know who I blame?
Yeah.
Gareth Southgate.
Oh, yes.
100% it's his fault, isn't it? Yeah. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. And that's it for the Tuesday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. It is time to bid you farewell and to thank you for tuning in. Of course, the whole thing lives on forever. It's on demand in the free Rayo app, or, of course, the brand new edition of The Daily Podcast will shortly be made available. The podcast naming bell rung a few times this morning. I've brought it down to three, if you consider that. We've had them on the lower back and builder's crack, currying favour with Mr. Tankard's short mat bowls, and I learned how to handle my wood from a young age.
Well, Richie's tales about him as a young boy playing bowls in Eastbourne was surely a highlight of today's show.
100%.
So I think maybe I learned how to handle my wood from a young age, perhaps.
I think it's definitely... Stop putting question marks at the end. It's nailed on. That is the name of the Daily Podcast. Right, Leona Graham's going to be here in about 5 minutes' time. With her, she'll bring the tea break trivia and the details that you need to enter our cash register, which is going to give one listener £250,000 this coming Friday. We'll be back tomorrow from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.